You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Earlier this week, there was a very surprising development in the tech industry. Employees of a tech company formed a union. Kickstarter is the company, and this, of course, is happening as lots of tech employees are agitating at work. Some Google contract workers in Pittsburgh voted to form a union. Amazon warehouse workers have organized to protect their coworkers. Gig workers have gone on strike. But tech workers want more from their employers than the typical things that unions provide around hours or wages or overtime. They might want to form or join unions, but they also want to disrupt them. Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Megan McCarty-Carino covers workplace issues at Marketplace. I asked her my favorite question, which is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big a deal is this Kickstarter thing?
I would say it's maybe like an 8. It's really something very interesting to watch because unlike what we talked about with the Google contractors unionizing, I think that was much more about the types of issues that we're used to hearing unions deal with. So, you know, these were contractors. They wanted to have equal pay and equal benefits than they were getting compared to the full-time workers that they worked alongside at Google.
Right. And so you're saying some of those things, these sort of fuzzier, I guess, or culture issues, they are a part of this union, this contract?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a fuzzy notion of wanting to have a voice in business decisions. That's something that's a little bit difficult to put into a union contract. So it could include things like, you know, having a say in climate change policies or in, you know, hiring decisions around diversity or doing studies on pay equity and these types of things. But they are only compelled to negotiate around kind of the traditional working conditions like wages and hours and benefits. So if Kickstarter or if, you know, one of these other tech companies doesn't want to negotiate on these issues, they are not legally compelled to do so unless, you know, they are taken to court and compelled to.
Huh. So what do you think this means for the rest of the tech industry? Like, how representative is Kickstarter when it comes to trying to replicate this success across the industry?
I think the representativeness of Kickstarter as a tech company is an interesting thing to look at. You know, of course, Kickstarter, it's in Brooklyn. It's not in Silicon Valley. A couple years ago, declared itself a public benefit corporation. However, I do think that the concerns that the union is going to be grappling with are pretty similar to some of the concerns that tech workers have voiced, you know, at other tech companies. So to see the degree to which collective bargaining is able to, you know, really bring these issues to the table and bring a successful outcome that the workers feel satisfied with, I think other workers will be watching that.
Megan McCarty-Carino covers the workplace at Marketplace. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Jody Becker is our senior editor. Sarah Bruguer is our engineer. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.